AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Hillary Clinton is on the road taking her brand new campaign to Iowa.
Everyday Americans need a champion, and I want to be that champion. So you can do more than just get by. You can get ahead and stay ahead. Because when families are strong, America is strong.
Former First Lady plans to meet with several small groups in a couple of small towns in Iowa. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio tells donors in a conference call that he's uniquely qualified to be the 2016 GOP nominee. He makes his public announcement later today in Miami. The U.S. protests a Russian jet buzzing an American reconnaissance plane over the Baltic Sea.
Intercepts like the one that happened last week are not rare, but Colonel Steve Warren says the Pentagon's taking issue with the way this one was conducted when a Russian Su-27 fighter jet quickly approached the American plane from behind and conducted two more passes.
Blatantly unprofessional and highly unsafe.
Russia reportedly has denied its pilot did anything wrong, but the U.S. is calling it another example of Moscow's increasingly aggressive air operations. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Life without parole for Jodi Arias in the 2008 shooting and stabbing death of her former boyfriend, Travis Alexander. His sister, Hillary Wilcox, tells the sentencing hearing in Phoenix.
I loved my brother very much, and I missed him so much. Travis was not only my brother, but we were really close friends.
Two suburban Washington, D.C. parents are under scrutiny again for allowing their 6- and 10-year-old children to play in a park and walk home alone. Police picked up the two as they were walking home after playing in a park less than a mile from their home yesterday afternoon. And instead of bringing them home, they took them to Maryland Child Protective Services. Their mother calls that beyond ridiculous. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 79. This is AP Radio News. A week from today, the Boston Marathon will be run under tight security 2 years after the deadly bombings.
30,000 runners are expected to run the Boston Marathon. 1 million spectators will line the route. They're being asked not to bring backpacks, big bags, or coolers. And new this year, a warning to those who might try to fly a drone over the race. Don't. The day after the race, marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev will be back in court for the sentencing phase of his trial. He was found guilty on all the charges against him. 3 people were killed that day, hundreds more injured. I'm Rita Foley.
A man whom Marion Shug Knight ran over testifies in a preliminary hearing that he was upset with the former rap music mogul and punched him through the window of the truck before a deadly encounter that left another man dead. Cleobone Sloan, however, refused to identify Knight as the man who was behind the wheel. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.